The South Sudan People Defense Force launched a disarmament exercise in Yambio town following last week's attack by unknown gunmen on its soldiers in the area. Some residents of Yambio who did not want their names mentioned for fear of government reprisals accused some soldiers of robbing civilians during the disarmament exercise. One resident, whom we shall call Francis, alleged his smartphone was stolen by a soldier during the disarmament.
I was in the house and they came. Also, I welcomed them very well. Then one of them told me that we should enter the room. Then we entered the room, searching everywhere thoroughly. Then after checking, so they started caning me seriously. So until when they said that I have to say that I have the weapon, I told them that, please, I don't have any weapon in my house. Actually, the process they're doing is not in the right way, but not all of them is doing the wrong things, but there are some individuals among them.
Another resident of Yambio, who only identified as John for fear of government reprisal, says the men searching for weapons took what does not belong to them.
But taking a phone, taking a money, a lot of things is not the right process that they are doing. That's what I have to say. We are really scared about this one because it really affects us, because if they take your properties, where are you going to get it? And you are not even part of soldiers, and they are just taking your things for no reason. So it's not good.
Major General Albino Otto Mariano, Western Equatoria State Police Commissioner, says the disarmament exercise is targeting criminals who attacked government forces last week.
And 3 days back, Benufia Askeri.
3 days back, there were two soldiers who slept inside. A non-gunman came, shot one of the soldiers, and he died. That is how it started. The next day, people slept well. Again yesterday, Sunday, our soldiers were going to eat supper when they entered into an ambush of the unknown gunmen near Masia Market. Two of our soldiers and two civilians were injured in the incident.
Western Equatoria State authorities have not disclosed the number of weapons confiscated during the disarmament exercise, which started Monday morning. In 2008, South Sudan President Salva Kiir issued a decree for disarmament of civilians across all 10 states of South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Matthias Samuel Timotheo, reporting from the Western Equatoria State capital, Yambio.